Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Brianna. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Well, I have been on a hold for about 30 minutes. Somebody, I reported this being charged on my charge card. And she said she would take it off. It's topfitinnovations.com. And are you who I'm talking to?
We're a customer service for many different online vendors.
Oh, okay. You're for Sam's. This is on my Sam's bill. I do not have meals brought to my home, and I've had $59.89 from this company charged to my charge card. I want it taken off, and then they said, well, I'd need to talk to the fraud department. I've waited 30 minutes for the fraud department, and that dumb music drives you crazy, waiting on them. So now what do I have to do to make sure that this $59.89 is going off of my account? Because okay. I did not order this. This was charged on my card by fraud. Because I don't get meals. Lord mercy, I just got through cooking my breakfast.
Yes, ma'am. So verify me the first and last name.
Sarah, with an H. Barden, B-A-R-D, like in dog, I-N. Sarah Barden.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1678 North Reed Hooker Road, Eads, Tennessee, 38028.
Thank you for the information. And that's all I can see your account. It is for the Bicel and the mixer. And I see that the last representative ship you over to me. And in the fraud division. Now, it was a sweepstakes server that was partnered with our company, the Bite Sub, for a mixer. Did anyone in your household could have placed that order?
What do you mean a big mixer? I didn't order no mixer.
Yes, it was a device. It was that you won, you might say you won for a mixer, but this was bundled with the mixer, the Bite Sub.
No, but they said it was food that I ordered.
The Bite Sub will give you like different type of meal plans and show you how to eat healthy.
No, I didn't do that, honey. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get meals, that's for sure.
This is for the Bite Sub, but what we'll do is because it's nothing that we sent out to your house. But what we'll do is we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order placed online. And your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and issue the refund, okay?
Okay, $59.89, yes. And what was I supposed to be receiving with this?
What was you supposed to receive in the Bite Sub?
What, honey?
It was for the Bite Sub for the meal plan.
No, I didn't do that, darling. Okay. I'm very capable of fixing my own food.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that comes off of my account.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and issue a refund.
Okay. And they said they wanted me to talk to the fraud department. Well, I waited 30 minutes and nobody ever answered.
Ma'am, that's who you're talking to.
Oh, that's who I'm talking to. Honey, I'm pretty exasperated right now because all I did was hear about that music. And I'm thinking, dang, I've got other stuff to do than sit here and wait on somebody.
Yes, ma'am, you're fine. I went ahead and took care of you. Your cancellation confirmation is C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute, let me write that down on my bill here. Okay, C.
And Charlie, 920.
920.
568.
936. 936. Is that it?
Correct.
Well, thank you, hon. I know I made your day.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. Yeah,
have a blessed one, hon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.